Now, the question comes up, and I've been asked this several times since the lottery has become such a prominent thing in the state of California. People have often asked me this question: what is the proper definition of gambling? What is the proper definition of gambling? And I want to give you that. I want to answer that question so that you understand what gambling is. If we're going to deal with it biblically, we need to know what we're talking about. Now, let me say this first of all. Gambling is not taking a risk. There is risk in gambling, but that's too simplistic a definition. There's risk in everything in life. I mean, life basically is a risk because we don't know what tomorrow brings. Your life is a vapor for appearing for a little time and vanishes away. And you can't even say tomorrow I'll do this or tomorrow I'll do that, James says, because you don't know. We all understand there is risk. It's an uncertain world and life itself is uncertain. And there are many legitimate labors and many legitimate investments and many legitimate things that you do that have risk tied to them. But they're not gambling. And the reason they're not is because the risk is connected, listen carefully, to reasonable, wise, and manageable processes and rewards. For example, if you're a farmer, there is risk. You made a profit from last year's crop. You take all the money you made. You go down and you buy seed and you buy a new tractor or whatever equipment you need. And you basically put all your money in the soil with the hope that you're going to receive fivefold on that investment when the harvest comes in. But if you have a terrible winter, or if you have a blight, or if you have a locust invasion, or whatever might be, you could lose everything. Or it could well be that your investment succeeded, your crop came in, but unfortunately they were producing the same thing in the Philippines at a third the price, because labor is so much more cheap and land is so much more cheap, and you have no place in the market. You have to sell at a loss. There's risk in any kind of business. That's not what we're talking about. That's just the way life goes. You might decide to start a company and you figured out how to build a better mousetrap, and you've got your little mousetrap all figured out, and you know the world is going to come running to the feet of the one with the better mousetrap. And boy, the day yours comes out, you're going to be so excited. But 1 week before yours arrives in the market, a better one than yours came out and you didn't know somebody was working on it. Sorry. You made your best effort. You used wise management. You got people who studied, and you did some surveys, and you did all you could. But there's risk in that. Some young people go to college and they spend a fortune for 4 years to get a college education, believing that they're going to go down a certain track. And by the time they come out, there's no job opportunities. I think of so many people who went through that in the engineering field when there was such a cutback on military engineering effort, and people who were engineers wound up doing all kinds of things, flipping hamburgers and things like that, because there just was no market. Life is full of risk. People say, well, is putting money in the stock market gambling? No, because what you're doing is investing. If you do it well and wisely, you're going to look at a company, and all you're doing is taking a part ownership in a company that is large enough to have gone public, successful enough to produce at a level to produce that kind of income that it could go public. And you're saying, I think it's a wise use of my money to invest in that company. It may go up, it may not, but that's the way life goes. That can happen at any point in time. Even the Lord himself in Isaiah 5 illustrates how it is to plant a vineyard and find that all you get is sour berries. In anything in life, there's risk. But investment has risk, but it's manageable. It's based on rationality or reason, wisdom, and it promises a reward if it's used carefully. You bought a house. Some of you bought a house at a high price during the time when real estate was inflated. And you figured that prices were just going to go up, and your whole future was in this house, and your retirement was in this house, and all of a sudden there was a turn and the value of your house started to drop. I know even the house I live in dropped. Fortunately, I bought it long before it ever got to that high point. But many of you didn't. You bought a house and now it's got a mortgage on it that's more than what it's worth. And you thought your future was going to be secure because there was going to be enough in your house to retire. And it was a wise decision. And how do you know what the future is going to bring to bear? And you still don't know what yet may come. But life has risk. We're not talking about a risk which is a rational thing, which has some track record of experience to which you can apply some wisdom and over which you have some control. Even insurance is a risk. Do you know, I risk a lot of money that I'm going to die. Do you know that? I have insurance on my car. I have insurance on my house. I have insurance on, you know, my books. I have insurance. I have a lot of insurance. And so you know what's going to happen? We're going to waste all this money and get raptured. but I can't convince my wife that I shouldn't buy some insurance for her. And that makes reasonable sense to me, and it's a manageable kind of risk, but it's a risk. You're hedging against the unknown. That's not gambling. That's common sense, and I've been very happy through the years to have had auto insurance. I'll say no more. And if you live in Southern California, you probably have earthquake insurance, and with good reason, right? Where there's reasonable, manageable risk, you don't have gambling. Gambling is not simply risk. The word gamble, gambling, gambler are related to the word game. They come from an old English word, gamen. It's the idea of a game. Gambling is a game. It is not a game based on skill. It is not a game based on reason. And it is not a game based on anything controllable. It is a game based on sheer chance. Gambling is an appeal to sheer chance, without skill or one's personal involvement. That's gambling. It's not like competing for a prize where you have to produce something or run faster than somebody else or do something better than someone else does because you have control over that. That's a rational, manageable, controllable activity. Gambling is not like that. It's not like risking in business for a return. It is an appeal to sheer chance without any control, purely random. Let me give you a definition, a formal definition, sort of summing up what I've been saying. Gambling is an activity in which a person risks something of value, usually money. It's an activity in which a person risks something of value to forces of chance completely beyond his control or any rational expectation. That's it. It is an activity in which a person risks something of value to forces of chance completely beyond his control or any rational expectation, in hope of winning something of greater value, usually more money. But it's an appeal to sheer chance. The foolish thing about chance is the idea that if you do it longer, your odds get better. That's not true, because there are no controllable elements, so the odds cannot be reduced. Pure chance, sheer random, never changes its odds. In fact, I read somewhere this week where you have about as much chance of winning the lottery as being eaten by a shark on dry land.
Now we want to hear from you. Here's the address, gty.org/audioblog. That's gty.org/audioblog.